The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I want to take just a moment to remind you how important it is to think on paper. I talk about it all the time. It's so important, especially if you're someone who's easily distracted. You need a notebook with you at all times. This is where you jot down your best ideas. When you think on paper, all of that creativity flows and it sends that message out to the universe. It's crazy the things that you can manifest when you put your ideas, your thoughts, your dreams, your intentions on paper. Whether you're looking for a very simple to use, effective day planner or a blank notebook to capture all of your brilliant ideas and brainstorms, the place to go is pushjournal.com. We've got blank notebooks as well as incredibly easy to use day planners. Like, this is the day planner I created as someone who has ADHD who needed something super simple. We've got new designs that have more blank pages, or our classic push journal with a health tracker, as well as blank notebooks that are so cool. They're so adorable. Like, it literally will tell people a little something about your personality when they see you writing in this notebook. Check them all out by going to pushjournal.com. Welcome to this edition of Build Your Tribe. This is a Quick Tip Tuesday, and it's a really important one. By now, you've probably heard a lot of people talking about ChatGPT. If you haven't, I'm going to link the episode that Brock and I did a couple of weeks ago when we really started to realize its true potential. Since that time, y'all, I have been thoroughly obsessed. It is shocking to me how intelligent this technology is. So first of all, a lot of people refer to it as an app. It is, at the moment, from my understanding, a web-based program. Like, I'm not the expert at this. I'm just excited. And I think it's really important that we as entrepreneurs look at ways that we can streamline, look at ways that we can do things better. I personally think this is going to be a game changer, which I think is an understatement. It has the potential. I mean, I don't have a crystal ball, but this certainly seems like it has the potential to disrupt so many things. I think there's a lot of positives and a lot of people are quite nervous about the negatives. Let's face it, anytime there's something incredibly powerful, it can be used for evil. It can be used for the wrong reasons, right? Like, people were so certain that television was going to be the demise of society. We thought that the internet would destroy us all. Maybe it has. I don't know. But I do think that there's incredible potential, and there's a lot of ways that it can improve our lives, a lot of ways it can speed things up. It can do things for us that make our lives so much easier, so much more convenient. It can save us time. It can save us money. And I just want to share with you some of the ways just this week. This site has saved me more than 30 hours this week alone. And better than that, it's not just saving me time. It's doing things better than I ever could have. And I'm just going to share some of these specific examples and the ways that I've used it this week. And I can't wait to see all and hear about all the different ways others will be using this to skyrocket their business, maybe to launch their business, or just to improve their lives. That's the other thing I want you to keep in mind, is that this technology is going to help stay-at-home moms. It's going to help teachers. It can help a lot of industries. It's all about how we use it. All right, so let's get to it. All right, first and foremost, if you go to the App Store, you're going to find that there's, 30 apps now called ChatGPT, because everyone's trying to jump on the bandwagon, and most of them are just bogus. In fact, I don't know that they actually have an app that you can find in the Apple Store. I forget what it's called for those of you who are Android users. I just use it from my desktop, or I use it from my web browser. Okay, so let me share with you specific examples. For one, I knew I needed to do an episode this week for the Chalene Show and do a considerable amount of research. I also knew that there were quite a few podcasts that I'd listened to in the past, and even this topic I had done myself in the past, but I wanted all fresh content. So I was able to ask Chat to summarize all of that content for me, and then create a brand new script in my words, using my language, my tone, but changing it up a little bit and taking out certain elements, like take out any reference to 2022. That would have normally taken me probably, 4 hours worth of listening to the content, etc. And all I had to do was to import the transcripts and then ask it to summarize. And then it's a matter of tweaking what it comes back to you with, right? So it's going to give you that summary. And then as I'm reading through the summary, I'm realizing, like, I want this more in a casual tone. And so I ask it to regenerate in a casual tone. And then I ask it to regenerate as a script, and it does so. Another example, I was meeting with a friend of mine who's planning her very first 3-day retreat. And she's designing this around entrepreneurial women who are afraid to, because of self-doubt, to step out and like put their thing out to the world, right? So she's doing a 3-day retreat. She's got some experts who are coming in. But she really hadn't thought too much or hadn't decided exactly what type of itinerary to put together. So she asked ChatGPT to put together a 3-day itinerary. Now, how you write the query will determine how accurate and how useful it responds to you. And it responds in natural language. So you really feel like you're getting a response in real time, like within seconds, from the smartest individual you could ever possibly imagine who seems to know everything about the subject that you've just asked for, if you get really good at writing the query. So she says, plan for me an itinerary for a 3-day retreat designed to, again, fill in the blank, the objective to help specifically women who want to be entrepreneurs to overcome self-doubt and put their thing out to the world. This thing, that's all she wrote, within minutes. It's like day one, 9 a.m., opening remarks, 9:30, quick break, 9:45, guest speaker. And it gave topics. It gave like unbelievably accurate an itinerary that I was like, this would have taken us a couple of hours sitting down to brainstorm. Like, it suggested a breathwork expert. It suggested a yoga breakout. It suggested meditation. It suggested the amount of time that participants would want to be with the founder, hearing from her. It suggested dinner. It even said not included. It was amazing. And then we were able to say, now, by the way, everything that I'm about to describe to you, we were able to do in less than 20 minutes. Then she said, okay, now turn this itinerary into table format. It did so. Then she said, all right, now create for me sample emails that I would send to these guest speakers where I'm proposing they speak for me for free in exchange for me doing the same for them at their next retreat. And it pops out these amazing emails. Now, they weren't exactly what she would send, but she was able to say, now regenerate this and write it in a more casual tone. And then it would, you know, pop out that response. And then she would say, okay, now regenerate this and add some humor and mention the fact that we have mutual friends and reference a person's name. And it does that. I mean, they're written so well. You're like, it would take me, especially for me, I think it would take me a lot longer than you might guess.
Listen, you need more followers. If you want more customers, you need more leads. In order to get more leads, one of the easiest, best ways to do that is with Instagram. There are billions of users. You just need to know how to attract the ones who want what you have. Brock and I have helped thousands of people just like you grow their account from like 150 people to 5,000, 10,000, 50,000, even 500,000 followers. We want to help save you time and make you money by finding the customers who want what you have. When you join Insta Club Hub, your monthly membership entitles you to 2 live interactive trainings per month. They're insane. In addition to that, you can log in at any time and watch hundreds of quick, tiny tutorials, each of which are designed to help you grow your Instagram, reach more customers, and do so as quickly as possible. I want to invite you to check it out. Just go to instaclubhub.com. You don't even have to remember that. While you're listening to the show, just scroll down right now over the show notes. You will see that there's a link there to Insta Club Hub. You can actually click on that while you're listening to the show and enter your email address to learn more. It's that simple.
So then she says, all right, now what I'd like for you to do is write the script
for my opening remarks. And it was amazing. That's all the input that she gave to the, you know, artificial intelligence. And it was able to glean just from that request the script, which said things like, well, first, I want to express my gratitude for you spending your time here with me this weekend. And the reason why I put this event together, like things that we just hadn't even thought to tell it to come up with. Okay, it gets better just for this one event. Then she says, okay, now create for me the language and copy for a sales page. She reviews that. And then we said, regenerate this and create more urgency. It pops that out. And then as we're reading through it, we're like, you know, this doesn't sound that fun. It almost sounds like work. And, you know, and it's a retreat for women. We don't want to sound like work. So basically, we just said, regenerate this same sales copy, but make it sound fun and exciting and like a can't miss opportunity. And you can't, like, listen, I've worked with some of the best sales copywriters. I would put this sales copy up against any of their work. And so what does that mean for copywriters? I think that they've got to get really good at ChatGPT, because this is an incredible tool for any of us to use if you know how to use it. But it still takes time and it still takes a certain amount of skill, because I know many people who've tried to use it and they're like, yeah, it's okay. And someone who says that to me is someone who doesn't understand how to refine the queries. Now, I have heard that there is going to be costs associated with this site, tokens, if you will, but that hasn't come yet, so why talk about it now? In the meantime, I think you should really get good at using this. So not only in 20 minutes' time did we design the itinerary for the retreat, it also wrote several exceptional emails to send to proposed speakers to encourage them to speak for free. It also created proposal letters to potential sponsors for the event. She also had it write all of her sales copy for a sales page, as well as a sequence of emails, each of which had a stronger call to action and more urgency as the number in the sequence, like as the event approaches. Okay, so next, I'm often asked by authors who send me their books to write them a review of their book. Now, listen, sometimes I don't have time to read the whole book, to be honest, but it's somebody who I know, I'm very familiar with their writing style, I'm just being honest with you. And, you know, if I've got a couple of those in a week, I just don't have time to read the entire book. So here's what we've done. We've been able to input part or the majority of the transcript into ChatGPT, then ask it to summarize it, then ask it to summarize it in less than 100 words. And then I've been able to add my own writing style and previous book reviews that I've done or previous book endorsements that I've done. So it tends to pick up my language and my style. And then I can say, now write a review using my language and tone for the summary you've just provided. And it does so in such a way that, like, I swear I couldn't tell that I hadn't written it. Okay, some other really crazy cool ways that you could use this to make money. So for example, as a personal trainer, former personal trainer, one of the things that was incredibly valuable but also took a massive amount of time was creating customized meal plans for my clients and customized workout plans. Today, I entered create for me an 1,800 calorie 1 week meal plan for somebody who wants to stay in the 40% protein, 30% carbohydrates, 30% fat. I mean, so fast. And I'm looking at this menu. I'm like, holy cow, this looks so good. I want to eat this. And it gave me the macro calculations for each and every day within about 7 seconds. That alone would have taken me hours to create. And then I can say, okay, now regenerate that, but don't include any fish and exclude onions and broccoli, something specific like that. It does so. Then I can say, now create for me a shopping list based on this meal plan. And it did so. Then I was able to say, okay, now create for me a weekly workout routine that includes 30 to 40 minutes of strength training 5 days a week, plus 30 minutes of cardio 5 to 6 times a week, and all cardio should be low impact. I mean, that fast, it produced for me a complete workout plan. And then I was able to say, now put this in table format. And it did so. I mean, just beautifully. Again, with less than a minute's time. Let's say you have a very well-defined niche on Instagram and you know that you're always going to be posting about, let's just say, how to end emotional eating. That's your niche, right? You're helping people with emotional eating. You can ask it to write 30 captivating Instagram captions that all start with a easy-to-answer question. And you'll have 30 simple captions within, again, seconds. Now, if they're not perfect, you just keep refining until it sounds like you, until it's giving you what it is you're looking for. You could input your most popular blog posts, and you could ask ChatGPT to regenerate those blog posts in the same language with the same tone, but a different variation of that. And then you could republish those new blog posts, which will sound very much like you. Like, it's crazy. Like, I imported several transcripts from past podcasts and then asked it to write blog posts based on those podcasts and using the same language and tone that I used in those podcasts. And it was crazy how unique, yet at the same time precise they were. So for example, it wasn't exactly the words and language that I used, but all of the same sentiments were there, the same bullet points were there, but it would include things where I'm like, oh, I've said that in the past. I just don't know if that I said it in that podcast. Like, for example, I would say, okay, now regenerate this blog post and insert more sarcasm or humor. And it was crazy how it literally used my sarcasm and humor. I think the sky's the limit. I just wanted to record this to get you as hype and excited about using it as I am. I've created a bunch of TikToks and a few reels about how I'm using it. I think it's going to save a lot of us a ton of time. And if you're in an industry where you're worried about it replacing you, you can't think that way. You've got to figure out, you got to get ahead of this, and you've got to figure out how you can use it to do a better job and to be quicker at what it is you do. For example, if I were a copywriter, I wouldn't be nervous about my job. I would be excited. I would be excited about the fact that I could take on more clients. I could give them better results in a shorter amount of time. You guys, this stuff's going to be pretty exciting to see what it does. And apparently there is API, which means a lot of sites and other businesses are using that code. I don't know if I'm even saying this right, if I'm making any sense, but embedding it onto their websites so that you are able to use the ChatGPT open source artificial intelligence and as an interface on your own site. Pretty cool. I mean, sky's the limit. Can't wait to hear what you think about this. So please do me a favor, hit me up on Instagram and let me know. Share this episode with everyone you know, including stay-at-home moms, anyone who needs to save time and could really benefit from having their own personal virtual assistant or copywriter or just someone who's really good at formatting and researching, because this is it. Hey, thanks for being here. My goal is to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done. And we're done.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.